많은 사람들이 나는 꼭 해야 되는데 잘 안 되는 게 있다라고 생각할 겁니다.
And people may think to themselves, there's something that I absolutely need to do, but it doesn't take place very easily.
여러분은 어떻습니까?
How is it for all of you?
아주 우리 교회가 좀 잘 하고 싶은 잘 안 된다. 뭐 이런 경우도 있죠.
There are some instances where we say to ourselves, we wish that these things would go well for our church, but it doesn't work very well.
나는 전도 하고 싶은데 잘 안 된다. 뭐 이런 경우가 있을 겁니다.
Or you might think to yourself, I really want to evangelize well, but it just doesn't take place very easily.
모든 일, 뭐 전도 다 그렇겠죠.
All work, even evangelism, is like that.
이렇게 길이 안 보인다.
There are times we just simply cannot see the way.
이거를 완전히 이렇게 만드는 방법이 있습니다.
But there is a method by which you can transform this no way into every way.
오늘게 그 현장은 출애굽기 3장 1절에 18절을 볼 수가 있죠.
And we can see that very field in Exodus 3 verses 1 to 18.
자, 우리는 늘 상황을 당합니다.
We face all sorts of different situations.
몇백 년이 지나면서 응답이 안 왔잖아요.
Hundreds of years had passed and yet there were no answers.
모세는 80이 될 때까지 응답이 안 왔어요.
Until the age of 80, Moses did not receive any answers.
물론 그 하나님의 시간표도 있습니다.
Now of course there is a time schedule of God.
그러나 지금 상황을 어떻게 보느냐가 중요합니다.
But how you perceive this current situation is very important.
여러분의 상황을 어떻게 보느냐가 굉장히 중요해요.
How you perceive your situation is very important.
예, 자칫 잘못하면 막 몸부림을 치고 딴 걸 붙잡게 되죠.
With one misstep, we can really fall into a clamor and hold on to something else instead.
예, 자칫 잘못하면은 우리가 너무 흥분해서 이렇게 과한 걸 붙잡게 됩니다. 이렇게.
Or perhaps we get overly excited and we hold on to some exaggerated thing that really doesn't suit us very, very well.
자, 오늘 상황을 한번 봅시다.
So let's look at the situation today.
지금 이스라엘 백성은 노예가 되어 있잖아요.
We see that the Israelites were enslaved.
이런 상황입니다.
It's this kind of situation.
그리고 지금 이스라엘의 이 장로들은 많은 지금 상처를 안고 탄식 상태에 있는 거죠.
And the elders of Israel were very much scar laden and they were continually trying to lament of their situation.
뭐 어떻게 해볼 길이 없다 말이죠.
Because there really was no other path that they could opt for.
그리고 특히 지도자가 될 모세는 3장에 얘기하는 거 보면요. 거의 포기 상태란 말이에요.
And if you listen to the words spoken by Moses, who was their leader, you can see that he was in a state of having given up.
아무것도 할 수 있는 힘이 없고요.
Because there was absolutely no strength by which they could do anything.
또 이제는 많은 상처로 할 수 있는 게 탄식밖에 없고요.
And they were filled with so much scars that the only thing that they could do was to lament their situation.
실제로 포기 상태에 있는 거죠.
And so they were in actuality in a state of de facto having given up.
어떻습니까?
So how does this appear to you?
제가 복음 깨닫기 전에 이런 상태였거든요.
Before realizing the gospel, I too was in this state.
근데 복음 깨달아지면서 이걸 한번 잘 한번 보세요.
But after realizing the gospel, now you must perceive this correctly.
지금 우리는 이런 쪽만 볼 수 있는 겁니다.
It is all too easy for us to just look at these things.
여러분 이걸 잘 쳐다보면은 하나님이 지금 우상을 무너뜨릴 절호의 기회가 온 겁니다.
But if you look at this carefully, then you recognize that this was the prime opportunity for God to destroy the idols.
오늘 하나님이 말씀하시는 거 보면은 절대 기회가 온 거예요.
If you look at the words of God today, you realize that this was the absolute opportunity.
이걸 볼 줄 알아야 됩니다.
You must be able to see that.
절호의 기회입니다.
This was the golden opportunity.
자, 지금 언약을 알고 있는 사람은 유일하게 지금 모세입니다.
And the only one who knew the covenant at this moment was Moses.
그렇다면 선택의 여지 없고 망설일 게 없어요.
Then there's nothing to hesitate. It's not a matter of choice.
그래도 하나님의 언약 붙잡고 이 탄식한다는 말은 하나님의 언약을 알고 있다는 말이에요, 장로들.
The fact that he was holding on to God's covenant, the fact that he was grieving with that in hand, means that he knew the covenant.
지금 백성들이 노예가 됐다는 건요. 더 이상 다른 희망이 필요가 없게 된 거예요, 지금요.
The fact that all the people were in a state of enslavement means that there was no need for any other hope.
예, 사실상 모든 조건을 다 갖춘 겁니다.
In actuality, all the conditions were
이걸 볼 수 있어야 돼요.
You must be able to see that.
여러분들이 산업이 그렇고요. 전도도 그렇습니다.
Your business and industry and even evangelism is the same way.
이런 눈을 뜨고 쳐다보면요. 엄청난 중요한 게 보이게 됩니다.
If you open your eyes to see this, then you will come to see a tremendous and very important thing.
예, 하나님이 보실 때는 지금 이 사람들 아니면 안 돼요.
From God's perspective, it has to be these people.
예, 이 사람들은 못 하겠다고 하는데 이 사람들 아니면 안 된다니까요.
Though they say they cannot do it, it must be through these people.
예, 여러분은 안 된다고 하는데 하나님은 여러분이라 해야 된다고 하는 거예요.
You say it's impossible, and yet God says it must be you.
이 포인트를 깨달아야 돼요.
You must realize that point.
그렇죠.
Isn't that so?
오늘 우리 사회한 장로님이나 기도하는 우리 집사님 이런 분들 보세요. 여러분이 할 수 있는 절호의 축복을 하나님이 예비하신 거예요.
So look at the elder who was presiding today, as well as our ordained deacon who gave the prayer. You must realize that this is God's prime opportunity right now.
그래서 복음만 깨달은 게 아니고 복음만해서 이걸 딱 깨달으니까요. 제가 눈이 파져들더라고요.
And so it's not just the gospel. As soon as I saw this instead of the gospel, my eyes just shot open.
얼마나 조건 좋습니까?
So how great are these conditions?
교회에서 나를 전도사로 채용을 했죠.
The church employed me as an assistant pastor.
이게 어마어마한 거예요.
That's an amazing
그렇죠?
fact. Isn't that so?
전에는 어떻게 어디로 가야 될지 모르겠는데 내가 교회자가 딱 되니까요. 내 길이 보이더라고요. 아, 저리로 가면 되겠구나. 이렇게.
So it's not a trivial matter. In the past, I didn't know which way to go because I now became a pastor, a minister in the church. I saw the path that I must take.
그러니까 계속 보이는 거예요.
And after that, I was able to continuously see this.
저 아이들에게 내가 가서 복음을 말해주면 해줄 사람이 없다는 생각이 들더라고요.
And I came to realize
없잖아요,
that.
사실은.
That if I don't go to those students to preach the gospel, there's no one else who will go. There's absolutely no one.
아니, 학교 선생님이 복음이 없는데 아이들에게 복음 말을 못 해주잖아요.
If the teacher of the school doesn't have the gospel, how can he or she then share the gospel with the students?
그러면 저 학생은 살다가 말이죠 우연이 아니잖아요. 나하고 만난 거예요.
And that student, it's by no coincidence that that person has come to meet with me in their lifetime.
쉽게 말하면 이제 우리는 살다가 우연이 아니고 저하고 여러분이 만났단 말이에요.
Simply put, it is not any coincidence by which you and I have come to meet together in our lifetime.
이게 어마어마한 겁니다.
This is a tremendous fact.
아니, 기도가 절로 나오고 막 힘이 생기는 거예요.
I was able to naturally pray, and I was able to have that
그렇지.
strength. I realize that's right.
쟤들에 내가 얘기든.
I must speak to those students.
처음이자 마지막이다.
It's the first and the last opportunity.
맞잖아요.
Isn't that so?
그랬더니 방법이 필요 없어.
And at that moment, I realized there's no need for a method.
전에는 내가 복음 못 깨닫고 낙심됐을 때는요, 막 캄캄한 거요, 막 나는 되는 것도 없고, 그냥 주위 사람 봐도 그렇고 이렇더라니까요.
Before realizing the gospel, when I was in a state of despair, everything else it just seemed so shoddy. The people all around me, nothing was working out for me.
아이 부모님을 봐도 그렇고 어른들을 봐도 그렇고 뭐 교회 가도 그렇고 이게 지금 문제입니다.
My parents, the adults around me, and when I went to church, there was nothing that I could speak about and boast about.
그러니까 점점점 밝아져요.
And that's why I realized that little by little, my eyes began to grow brighter to this fact.
그렇지. 저 초등학생 쟤들 졸업하면은 중학교 가야 되잖아요.
And I realized when these elementary school students graduate, they'll move on to middle school.
막 이런 생각이 드는 거예요. 중학교 우리 이름 안 가봤어요? 엉망이거든요. 아이들 막 그 모임 상태가요.
Have you not been to middle school? It's in a state of complete disarray.
하나님이 지금 그걸 말씀한 겁니다.
And I realized this is what God wanted to speak about at that moment.
모세 네가 가야 돼.
Moses, you need to go.
그게 맞다고 들려야 되는 겁니다.
And when you hear those words, you must realize that's right.
딴 사람이 가 소용이 없어요. 딴 사람 가서는 그냥 정치적인 얘기할 수 있는 거지 피언약을 얘기할 수가 없어요.
Even if somebody else went, it would be of no use because they would have just gone to speak up political matters. They would not have spoken about the blood covenant.
그리고 왕궁에 살았잖아요.
And he also lived in the royal palace.
길도 알잖아요.
He also knows the path, the way there.
딴 사람 길도 몰라요.
Nobody else even knows the way to get there.
그리고 죽든 살든 가면 모세가 가면 알아보잖아요. 모세 왔구나 이렇게 알아보잖아요.
And whether it ends in life or death, if he goes, they'll recognize Moses straight away.
또 이 모세는 장로들하고도 통해요.
And Moses was also able to communicate with the elders too.
왜냐, 왕궁에 있으면서 그래도 이스라엘 민족들하고 교류를 했을 거란 말이요. 통하는 겁니다.
Why? Because even when he was in the royal palace, he continued to have this fellowship with the Israelites, so he was able to communicate with the elders.
그러다가 마지막 현장, 여러분 아시다시피 노예 현장에서 애굽 사람을 죽이는 일이 벌어지죠.
In that final scene where everything unfolded, as you recall, when he went to the field where the Israelites were enslaved, he killed the Egyptian.
여러분이 세 가지 볼 수 있어야 됩니다.
You must be able to see three things.
첫째입니다.
First.
절대 불가능이 뭐냐?
What is absolute impossibility?
이거 볼 수 있어야 돼요.
You must be able to see that.
절대 불가능이 절대 불가능하다라고 보는 게 아닙니다.
It's not just saying something that's absolutely impossible as being such, absolutely impossible.
보세요.
Look carefully at this.
출애굽기 1장 1절에서 16절입니다.
Exodus 1 verses 1 to 16.
여기 뭐 나온 줄 압니까?
What comes out here?
지금 자세히 보세요.
So look carefully.
지금 국고성인 비돔, 람셋 이거 만드는 노예예요.
And so we see that they were slaves making things like Bidom or Ramseth, in other words, these idols and statues.
그 정도입니까?
Was it just at that level?
야, 유아들 살해하라고 했어요.
It was a place and a scene where they were killing off the infants.
비돔이 뭡니까?
So what is Bidom?
국고성인데 그 이름이 아톰 신의 집 그 말이에요.
And so Bidom was the name of that city, but it means the house of the Lord Atom.
어마어마한 얘기예요.
So these are not just your average words.
람셋이 뭡니까?
What is Ramses?
태양신이 그를 낳았더라. 태양신이에요.
It means he's the god of the sun. He was born of the sun.
이것 만들고 있다는 거 아니에요?
That's what they were laboring to make.
빨리 깨달아야 돼요.
You must realize quickly.
죽는 게 나아요.
It's better to die.
그렇죠.
Isn't that so?
죽을 바에는 가서 말하는 게 나아요.
And if you're going to die anyways, you might as well go and preach this and speak of it.
절대 불가능을 제대로 봐야 돼요.
You must be able to see what is absolutely impossible correctly.
저 밖에는 허감에 빠지지 교회는 부흥 안 되지.
Outside everything is shrouded with darkness. There's no revival or growth in the church.
현장 전도하다 죽어야 돼요.
Then you need to at least you need
그렇죠.
to die while doing field evangelism.
저는 이게 보이더라고. 아, 이거는 지금 내가 먹고 살아 된다 안 된다 문제가 아니다 이게 지금요.
That's what I was able to see. It's not a matter of us putting food on the table. It's not a matter of whether it works or not. It's not that kind of matter.
그 정도가 아니잖아요.
And it goes even beyond that.
출애굽 1장 22절입니다.
Acts 1 Exodus 1:22.
이래도 안 되니까 유아를 죽이라 해도 안 되니까 아예 아이들을 버리라는 거예요 물에다가.
And so he commanded infanticide, and still it wasn't working out to the way that he wanted. And so then Pharaoh commanded them throw all of the children, all those that are born, into the Nile.
그래서 모세는 그래 살아났는데 이 출애굽기 2장에 한 보면요, 이 지금 11절에서 25절에 현장 가보니까 비참하게 이스라엘 민족들이 노예로 막 얻어터지고 죽어가는 거예요.
Now Moses survived that, but you see in Exodus 2:11 to 25, he goes to that field where they're laboring, and he realizes that they're living in a state worse than death.
그때 일어난 사고 아닙니까?
And that's when this incident arises.
모세가 너무 흥분해 자기도 모르는 사이에 애굽 사람을 때린 거예요.
We see that Moses was so wrought with emotion, he struck the Egyptian and killed them on the spot.
애굽 사람이 무참하게 그 이스라엘 사람들을 막 죽이니까 그걸 때린 겁니다.
He saw the Egyptians just beating the Israelites, and that's why he struck the Egyptian.
어떻습니까?
So what do you kind of think about
this? 우리의 능력이 절대 불가능이지 상황은 아닙니다.
So our ability or our capabilities may be absolutely impossible, but the situation is not impossible.
아시겠죠?
Do you understand?
여러분이 억지로 참고 하는 거는요, 그 일 아니에요.
You're not trying to grin and bear it. That's not how you make things work.
할 수 없어 하는 거는 성령의 역사 아닙니다.
If you push yourself to do something that you don't really want to do, that's not the working of the Holy Spirit.
뭐 스데반이 버티다 죽었다. 그건 성령의 역사 아니에요.
It never says in the Bible that Stephen was trying to bear all the persecution he was facing. That's not the working of the Holy Spirit.
살고 죽는 것이 문제가 아니다.
It's not a matter of life or death.
내가 여기서 죽어도 이 언약을 말해야 된다.
Even if I die here, I must speak of the covenant.
법정에서.
He must speak of this before.
그 사형 시기는 현장 법정이에요, 거기가.
It's a trial where he would have been put to death.
어마어마한 메시지를 던졌지 않습니까,
이 모세. But there, when he was receiving that, when he was in that trial, he spoke of this tremendous message.
스데반이 그것 때문에 초대교회는 대역할 났어요.
And because 그렇죠? of what Stephen did, we see that the great works arose in the early church.
스데반 죽이는 현장에 있었던 사람이 바로 바울입니다.
And the place, the person who was in that place where Stephen was being put to death was Paul.
세 가지 보는 이거 볼 줄 알아야 돼요.
You have to have the eyes to see three things. You have to be able to see this.
참, 이거 볼 때 놀랄 일은 비돔, 람셋 이거 보면서 저는 어떤 생각이 들었냐면요. 아, 요셉이 큰 실수를 하나 했구나.
And so when I saw this, Pithom as well as Ramseth, I realized Joseph really erred tremendously.
요셉이 힘이 막강했잖아요. 세계를 움직이잖아요.
Because as you know, Joseph had tremendous, formidable strength. He moved the entire world.
이 비돔, 람셋을 짓는 곳이 어딘지 아십니까?
But do you know where the places where Pithom and Ramses was being made was?
성경에 보면 나오잖아요. 이 비돔, 람셋 짓는 장소가 고센 땅입니다.
And if you look in the Bible, it says very specifically that where Pithom and Ramses was being made, where they were laboring to build this, was Goshen.
고센 땅이 뭡니까?
What is the land of Goshen?
이거 요셉의 가족들이 와 사는 땅이잖아요.
That's the land where Joseph's household came and settled.
이때 요셉이 막강할 때 어마어마한 성전을 지었어야 돼요.
And so when Joseph at the height and the climax of his power, he should have built a temple there.
여러분, 왕들은 뭘 모릅니다. 사람들은 뭘 모르고 그래 지어놓으면 그래 따라가요 또.
The kings, the masses of people don't know very well. If you build something, they'll just all crowd around that.
여호와의 이름을 부르면 산다면 또 그래 부른다니까요.
But then if they all clamor and call to the name of the Lord, then everybody else will join that bandwagon too.
우리 교회는 멍하게 있을 때 이 사람들은 이걸 한 거예요.
When all the churches were numb, this is what these people were doing.
그래서 여러분이 이 시간 여기 앉았다는 것은 그냥 왔다 갈 수 있습니다.
The fact that you are sitting here at this time, at this hour right now, you can just come and go.
그러나 여기서 오늘 굉장한 언약을 잡을 수 있습니다.
But at the same time, you can also hold on to an amazing covenant here today.
오늘 내 생에 도전하는 언약을 잡을 수 있습니다.
You can hold on to the covenant by which
그렇죠.
you rise to the challenge in your lives today.
엄청납니다.
This is amazing.
산업인들은 뭐 때문에 산업합니까?
Business people, why are you doing your businesses?
우리는 죽도록 고생해서 세상 좋은 일 쉬고 마귀 신부름하다 간다? 있을 수 없는 일이에요. 잘못하면 이렇게 돼요.
For us, it makes absolutely no sense for us to suffer endlessly, run the errands of Satan, only to waste away in the end.
이 눈을 떠야 됩니다.
If you don't open your eyes to see,
산업인이 떠야 될 첫 번째, 절대 불가능 속에 있는 하나님의 언약을 봐야 돼요.
The first eyes that our business people must open, you must see God's covenant within the field that is absolutely impossible.
그렇죠.
Isn't that so?
아니, 실력 있는 사람은 많잖아요.
There are a lot of able people.
근데 정말 언약을 아는 실력 있는 사람이 적다 이 말이에요.
But we only have a few number of people who are able, who are capable and yet also have the covenant.
그러니까 여러분이 얼마나 중요합니까?
Then if that's the case, how important are each and every one of you?
이때 뭐가 보입니까?
At this time what will you be able to see?
하나님 주셨잖아요.
This is what God has given.
절대 가능을 줬어요.
That which is absolutely possible.
이걸 진짜로 봐버리면요, 이 답이 나옵니다.
If you really see this, then you'll receive the answer of what is absolutely possible.
뭡니까?
What is it?
출애굽기 2장 1절 10절입니다.
Exodus 2 verses 1 through 10.
복음 가진 레위 남자.
It is a Levite man who had the gospel.
복음 가진 레위 여자.
A Levite woman who has the gospel.
복음 가진 레위 자녀.
And a Levite child who has the gospel.
이 말입니다.
This is what this means.
레위 남자가 레위 여자 장가들었는데 아들 낳았단 말이에요.
It says now a man from the house of Levi went in to get his wife a Levite woman and through them a Levite child was born.
숨겨서 키우는데 들키지 않았어요.
They hid the child and they raised the child, but they were not detected.
안 버리면 안 되니까 하숙가에 버렸는데 공주가 주었어요.
And they had to then surrender 그렇죠. the child, and so they put the child in a basket in the waters, and the princess chanced upon that child.
그때 어머니가 유모로 채용됩니다.
And at that time, we see that his very mother is taken as a nursemaid.
놀라운 일이에요.
How astonishing is that?
근데 그 자세히 쳐다보면요. 절대 놀라운 일이 아닙니다.
But then if you look carefully, you realize it's not astonishing at all.
절대 가능한 일입니다.
Because it's what's absolutely possible.
이 말은 굉장히 중요한 말이에요.
These words, Levite, is so very important.
지금 여러분 다 레위 지파예요.
Because
그렇죠?
all of you are from the house of Levi.
만인 제사장.
Because it is a universal priesthood.
그리스도의 십자가 지는 날 이 휘장이 찢어졌단 말은 굉장히 중요한 말이에요.
The fact that when Christ bore the cross and he died upon that cross, the curtains tore. That's a tremendous fact.
이제 여러분 지성소에 들어갈 수 있는 권한을 이미 모든 믿는 자에게 다 주시버린 거예요.
Because that means that God has endowed all those who believe with the privilege, the right to enter into the Holy of Holies.
오늘 말씀하지 않습니까?
Does it not say today?
피 제사 드리러 가라.
Exodus 3:18, go and give a blood sacrifice.
그리고 약속하셨어요.
And then he promises.
능한 손으로 너와 함께하겠다.
I will be with you with my mighty hand.
그게 증거다.
That's the evidence.
단순한 복음과 그 능력을 설명한 겁니다.
He explains the gospel and its power.
이게 보여야 돼요.
You need to be able to
어떻게 말입니까?
How?
흑암 세력은 오직 복음 앞에 무너지는 겁니다.
That the forces of darkness only crumble down before the gospel.
어둠은 빛 앞에 무너지는 겁니다.
Just as darkness subsides before
그렇죠?
the light.
여러분의 산업에 가장 필요한 게 뭐냐? 빛의 능력이다 그 말이야.
What does your business, your industry require the most? It is the power of this light.
여러분 산업에 가장 큰 축복이 뭡니까? 레위 지파가 누렸던 언약이에요.
What is the greatest blessing upon your business industry? It is the covenant that the tribe of Levi enjoyed.
절대 가능합니다.
And it is absolutely possible.
출애굽기 4장 24절 26절.
Exodus chapter 4 verses 24.
이건 더 좀 중요해요.
This is also very important.
뭡니까?
What is it?
할례를 받았어요.
We see that they were circumcised.
모세 갑자기.
All of a sudden, Moses.
뭡니까?
What does that mean?
당신이 바로 언약의 백성이에요.
It's to signify you. You are the person of the covenant.
확인시키는 겁니다.
It's a confirmation of that.
확인되는 방법이 여러 가지입니다.
There are many ways for us to have the confirmation of that.
병 들어가 확인되는 사람도 있고요.
There are those who confirm it only after they're lying in their sickbed.
그렇죠. 사고 나서 확인하는 사람도 있고.
There are people who have an accident and then they confirm this fact.
이 언약으로 확인하는 사람도 있고.
Then there are those who are able to confirm.
여러 종류인데 여러분이 지금 확인하는 게 제일 좋아요.
There are many types of confirmations, but it's best
그렇죠.
for you and most ideal for you to confirm this now.
꼭 무슨 뭐 버스하고 충돌해가지고 중환자실에 가서 깨닫고 이거보다는 지금 깨닫는 게 좋아요.
It's better for you to realize this right now instead of you being hit by a bus and then discovering this when you're in the intensive care unit.
저는 이거 확신합니다.
I have assurance of this.
이거 깨닫고부터요. 정말입니다. 전도 어렵지 않고 교회 봉 어렵지 않고 어렵잖아요.
After realizing this, nothing is too difficult. Evangelism and church revival, it's not difficult in the least.
예, 흑암이 무너지는 게 보이잖아요. 우리 그렇게잖아요.
Because you're able to see with your very eyes of darkness crumbling down.
그래서 여러분의 삶은 뭡니까?
And that's why, what are the lives that you are leading?
아무도 할 수 없고 갈 수 없는 길로 시작하는 겁니다.
You begin in the place where no one can go, where no one can do anything.
이게 복음입니다.
That's the gospel.
그런데 여러분이 가는 길은 모든 사람을 살리는 길이 되죠.
And yet that place of no way becomes that every way for you to save all people.
이게 증거입니다.
This is the evidence.
이게 전도입니다.
This is evangelism.
여러분의 산업은 아무도 할 수 없는 노웨이로 보고 시작을 했는데 모든 사람을 살리게 돼.
You might have begun your business or industry in this place of no way, but through that, it's the everywhere where you can save all people.
오늘 기억하시기 바랍니다.
You must remember today.
일찍 일어나서 오셨지요.
You woke up very early just to get here today.
절대 작은 헌신이 아닙니다.
It's not a small devotion, you see.
어떤 게 큰 헌신입니까?
It's a tremendous dedication.
만약 여러분은 먹고 살려서 오늘 여기 왔다, 그럼 불쌍한 거지요.
If you just came here today to make a living, that would be really pathetic, something to look down on.
그러니까 이 하나님이 주신 이 출애굽 5장에서 보세요.
But you see Exodus chapter 5.
뭐죠?
What is this?
열 가지 재앙이 내리면서 이스라엘 민족이 애굽에서 나오게 됐어요.
We see that the 10 plagues befall the Israel the Egyptians and they came out from Egypt.
그냥 끝난 게 아닙니다.
It doesn't just end with that.
전 세계가 보게 된 거죠.
We see that the entire world was witness to this.
그냥 끝난 게 아니죠.
It doesn't just end with that.
출애굽이 나오니까 전 세계가.
They came out through the Exodus and the entire world witnessed that.
어떤 일 어려운 일 당하면 더 좋아요.
And when hardships come, all the better.
우리에게는 진퇴양난 없습니다.
Because for us, it's not stuck between a rock and a hard place.
오직 언약 따라 전진입니다.
For us, we only head out, holding on to the covenant.
이 가지도 못하고 물러가지도 못하고 이런 말 쓰는데 그는 불신자 용어예요.
People say we can't advance, we can't even retreat. Those are the words of unbelievers.
우리는 그런 거 없어요.
For us, that's not the case.
언약 잡고 가는 겁니다.
We hold on to the covenant and we head out.
죽어도 가는 겁니다.
Even if we face death, we go out.
홍해 빠져 죽어도 가는 겁니다.
Even if we die along the way facing the Red Sea, still we go.
근데 안 죽었어요.
But they didn't die.
그러니까 하나님이 건너게 하셨잖아요.
And God worked upon them by power.
문제는 뭡니까?
Then what's the problem?
이 두 개인데 이거라니까요.
It's these two things, no way and every way, but for us it's this every way.
홍해 갈라졌는데 지금도 그 얘기를 지금 우리 하고 있잖아요.
The Red Sea parted and even to this very day we still speak about this.
그때 어떻게 됐겠습니까? 그 주위에는요.
And so what do you think happened at that time?
하나님이 드디어 주의 사자를 앞서 보내사 여러분을 안내하시고.
Exodus 14:19. We see that the Lord sent His angels ahead of them, and He will work before you.
주의 사자가 뒤에서 여러분을 보호하고.
And the angel of the Lord will come behind you and will protect you from behind.
이런 일이 벌어지는 겁니다.
These are the things that will happen.
영안이 없는 사람은 절대 모르는 얘기예요.
But this is something that those who don't have their spiritual eyes open can ever realize.
그러니까 세상 방식으로 살다가 죽는 겁니다.
And that's why they only follow the ways of the world only to die in the end.
산업인 중직자 여러분 가는 길에 주의 사자가 앞서.
Wherever our business people, church officers go, God sends His angel before you.
여러분이 가는 길에 주의 사자가 뒤에서.
And in the path that you take, the angel of the Lord comes behind you.
여러분 앞뒤로 보호하면 어떻게 됩니까?
What happens if you have protection from the front and from the back?
걱정할 게 없어요.
That means you have absolutely nothing to
오늘
worry
오늘 이 언약 딱 가져가시고.
You must hold on to this covenant firmly today.
자, 내가 어떻게 응답 받을 수 있겠습니까?
Then what should I do to receive answers?
이런 근데 응답 못 받는 사람, 구원 받는 사람들 보면 좀 사람이요 복잡해요.
But you see people who even though they've been saved, they don't receive answers. You see that they're so
복잡하지 마세요.
Filled with different thoughts, they're so complicated. Don't be
단순하게 사실적 언약을 딱 잡는 거예요.
In a very simple way, just hold on to the factual.
생명은 단순한 겁니다. 복잡지 않아요.
Life is very simple. It's not complicated at all.
그 언약을 딱 잡으시래요.
Just hold on to the covenant.
그리고 뭡니까?
And what else?
자꾸 이게 과거에 사로잡혀 있지 말고요.
Do not be seized by your past.
자꾸 과거에 사로잡혀 있어요.
People are so seized by their past.
과거는 지나가 버린 건데 그거 잡고 있으면 안 되죠.
The past has already gone behind us.
하나님은 여러분에게 오늘이라고 하는 어마어마한 축복을 주셨어요.
God has given you the most amazing blessing called today.
여러분 많은 사람들이 자꾸 사람 쳐다보고 삽니다.
And a lot of people live their entire lives just looking at people.
사람은 도와줘야 할 대상이지 믿을 대상이 아닙니다.
People are beings that you ought to help. You shouldn't put your trust in them.
많은 어리석은 사람이 사람 보고 낙심합니다.
There are so many ignorant people, foolish people who
사람은 그럴 수 있어요.
Who despair because of other
그래서
people.
여러분의 도움과 사랑과 기도가 필요한 겁니다.
People can disappoint.
그렇잖아요.
That's why they need your love and your help and your assistance.
아니 구원받아 놓고 불신자처럼 살면 안 되잖아요.
As well as your prayers, you can't have received your salvation and yet still live like an unbeliever.
아니 구원받은 하나님의 백성이 어둠 속에 쏙 들어 앉아 있으면 안 되잖아요.
The people of God who have been saved shouldn't just go back and crawl into the darkness and live there.
오늘과 여러분의 절대적인 미래.
It's the today and your absolute future.
딱 잡으시기 바랍니다.
And so may you really hold on to that today.
정말로 안 되는 사람들 어떡합니까?
What about for the people where these things just absolutely do not work out?
모든 걸 다 하려고 하지 마시고 딱 한 가지부터.
Don't try to do everything. Just begin with one thing.
여러분은 모든 거 다 고치라면 불가능해요. 한 가지 딱 고치시면 그때부터 연결되는 겁니다.
If you try to fix everything, it's not going to work. Begin first with one thing and then move your way forward.
우리 학생들이 공부 안 되는 수학자 안 된다. 한 가지 문제부터 제대로 딱 풀면 그때부터 시작되지. 한복에 다 어떻게 합니까?
And if students are not good at math, for example, you start with one thing, and with that, you make your way out from there.
여러분은 나쁜 습관이 막 여러 개 있다 이게요. 하나 딱 자라기 시작하면요, 이 구원받은 사람들이 성령의 역사이기 때문에 고치기 시작해요.
Even if you have all sorts of different bad habits, you begin with one thing because you're saved. God will work by His Holy Spirit, and you'll be able to address all those things progressively.
그리고 딱 한 가지만 집중하세요.
And focus only on one thing.
응답한 사람. 다른 거 어떡합니까? 따라옵니다.
Then you ask, what about the other things? Those things will follow afterwards.
조금 심리학 용어로는요. 제한적 집중.
And so in a very psychological terminology, it's that limited, constrained concentration.
뭐 여러 개 볼 거 없어 한 가지 잡고 제대로 집중해버리면 역사는 나요.
Because instead of trying to focus on all sorts of things, just focus on one thing, and with that, the works will arise.
한 몇 년 전부터 쓴 단어지요.
And this is a word that's been in use for from a few years back.
이 단어 아시죠? 단샤리라고 나왔잖아요.
And it's a concept called 단샤리. Perhaps you've heard of it before.
단 뭡니까?
What does the ideogram 단 stand for?
끊는 겁니다.
It means to refuse.
사 뭡니까?
And what about 사?
버리는 겁니다.
It means dispose.
리 뭡니까?
And how about the ideogram 리?
그 이별할 때 이자예요, 리.
It's this, in other words, bid farewell. It's separate.
벗어나는 겁니다.
It's to be separate from it.
뭡니까?
What does this mean?
불필요한 거.
It's to declutter, declutter and get rid of all
things
that are unnecessary.
이러면요, 응답 오기 시작합니다.
And if that happens, answers will begin to come.
왜냐, 구원받은 하나님의 자녀.
Why? Because you are saved children of God.
여러분의 큰 길은 정해져 있습니다.
That great path that you must take has already been determined.
하나님은 여러분을 통하여 사람 살리고 세계 복음화하시라.
Through you, God will save people, and He will evangelize the world.
딱 결정되어 있어요.
And it has already been
단
determined.
찾는 방법이 뭡니까?
Then what is the way for us to find that?
절대 불가능을 제대로 보세요.
You must look carefully at what is absolutely impossible.
절망도 대충 하면요 소용없어요. 진짜로 완전 절망해버리면요 희망이 보여요.
It's no use if you despair just halfway. If you have complete and utter despair, from there you can see hope.
절대 불가능을 찾아가라니까요.
You must find that which is absolutely impossible.
거기에 내가 꼭 해야 될 이유를 찾게 돼요.
And when you seek that out, you realize the reason why you must absolutely undertake this work.
뭐 뻔한 거 아닙니까? 옛날에 우리 어릴 때 보면 우리 집안 여러분 다 보세요. 우리 집안 보면 안 돼요. 그게.
And so it's the same for your household, for my house, even from old days past. It never worked out.
근데 안 되는 걸 딱 본 거예요.
But I saw that nothing was working out.
안 돼, 절대 안 돼.
And it's absolutely never going
그
to work.
그 어른들 옛날에 그 절대 안 돼요.
I saw the adults in their state. I never realized.
교회 전도 못 해요. 절대 안 돼.
And church evangelism, it's never going to work.
그걸 본 겁니다.
That's what I saw.
보세요 이게.
That's this.
절호의 찬스입니다.
And I realize this is the prime
오직 복음 안에서요, 절대 가능이 나옵니다.
Because inside of only gospel, what is absolutely possible will come out.
그러면 이 길이 나와요.
Then this path will result.
정말 no way였는데 이게 every way가 되는 거죠.
It really was no way, and yet this transforms into the every way.
언약 딱 잡으시기 바랍니다.
So hold on to the covenant.
그러니까 우리는 막 절대 안 그러면 힘들다 도전하자. 아닙니다.
You see, it's never going to work. Oh, it's so hard for me. Let's challenge against this. No.
그럼 병들어요.
If you do that, you'll get sick.
정확하게 봐버려야 돼요.
Look at it correctly.
여기에 뭐가 있습니까?
What is inside of this?
다니엘, 사드락, 메사, 아벤누가 죽을까 말까 힘들 어떨까 이래한 게 아니에요.
Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't.
그렇죠.
We're going to die. We're going to live. How should we try to
get
away?
어떻게 머리야 돌리까 말이야.
How should we use our own cunning to get?
야 우리서 연원해 보자 말이야.
Let's try to see what we can get.
야 잔머리 한번 돌리 보자 말이야.
Let's use our own wiles and.
아니에요.
No, that's not how they lived.
느부갓네살 이길 수 없어요.
They cannot win over Nebuchadnezzar.
절대 불가능합니다.
It's absolutely impossible.
모든 공무원 보고 절하는데 어떻게 피할 수 있습니까?
He commanded all the public officials to bow before the shrine. How can they avoid that?
여기서 답 나온 거예요.
But there the answer came out.
이번에 우리는 죽고 언약을 확실히 보여주자는 겁니다.
We're going to die now. This is the time of our death, and we will show them.
막 그냥 끝난 겁니다.
And with that, it's over.
막 이래저래 저래 죽는데 이번에 우리는 확실한 하나님 언약 보이고. 죽자예요.
Whether this way or that, we're bound for death anyways, and so let's show and reveal the clear covenant of God as we face our death.
이 뭔가를 본 거예요.
And they saw this.
어마어마한 기회를 본 겁니다.
They saw that tremendous opportunity.
그리고 왕앞에 당당하게 말했잖아요.
And he said very boldly before the king.
우리를 불 가운데 건지 안 해도 우리는 할 수 없습니다.
Even if the Lord does not save us from the blazing furnace, still there is no other choice for us.
왕이 말하는 질문에 대답도 할 필요가 없습니다. 그래서.
The question that you ask of us, there's no need for reply.
대단하죠.
How amazing is that?
본 거예요.
Because they saw this, you see.
여러분 어떻습니까?
How is it for you?
기도하시길 바랍니다.
May you really pray.
삼성 언약 잡고 기도해 보세요.
May you really hold on to.
절대 안 된다는 데를 가라니까요.
Go to the place where people say it's absolutely impossible.
중재 여러분 교회가 가장 위기 왔다. 그리로 들어가세요.
Church officers, if your church is facing a crisis, enter into that crisis.
그게 뭐가 있다니까요.
Because there's something there.
저는 쉽게 깨달아서 왜냐 머리가 나빠서 복 생각을 없고 누가 해도 해야 되는 거.
I realized this very easily because 그렇죠. I'm not so smart. I didn't use my own cunning. I realized this is something that somebody, at least somebody, has to do.
하나님의 언약에 언제 나와도 나와야 돼.
Because God's covenant, the time may be different, but it has to come out sometime.
그렇다면 지금만큼 준비 잘 된 게 없어.
Then if that's the case, there's no
그렇죠.
more ideal time than now.
이걸 봐야 되는 겁니다.
That's what you need to be able to see.
한국 세계에 문 닫고 있습니다.
The churches of the world of Korea are closing.
여러분만큼 조건이 좋은 사람 세상에서 없습니다.
There's no one more suited for this than all of you. Throughout the entire world.
됐습니까?
Is that enough?
그래야 이게 견디고 도전하는 게 아니고 감사부터 나오는 거예요.
Isn't that enough? Only then will you not grin and bear it, but you'll be able to give thanks first.
오늘 전국 세계 산업인에게 이 언약이 각인되기를 주의 이름으로 축복합니다.
I bless you in the name of the Lord that today all the church officers and business people throughout the nation of the world can have this covenant imprinted upon them.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
만왕의 왕이신 주 예수 그리스도의
은혜와
하나님의 크신 사랑하심과 성령님의 역사하심이 이 시대 살릴 모든 산업인들을 위해 지금부터 영원까지 항상 함께 계실지어다. 아멘.